You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Monday afternoon. Have you dialed in yet? I hope so. 217-244-9455 to pledge your financial support. Let's check the weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. As I looked out across the forecast, it sure looked like there were sunny skies coming up. What can you tell me about it?
Glad to be here. Yes, it certainly looks to be the pattern here. For the bulk of this week, and for that matter, next week here. The normal pattern across the entire central U.S. So as a result, kind of infrequent rain activity, anything that does develop looks light, especially Illinois. We might even go through the next week to 10 days with barely a drop of rain. And so overall, things are looking pretty good, at least for harvesting weather, as we round out October and even for that matter, start off November.
I suppose if it's fine here in the Midwest, can you say the same thing about other parts of the world?
Well, yeah, the focus of attention here, it seems, in the ag markets are now with Brazil. And over the past several weeks, actually here in October, we've had some heat and dryness develop across parts of Brazil. So that's been the focus of attention, especially in areas of Mato Grosso do Sul and Goiás, where soybean planting kicks in first. That's in the process of changing here this week as this ridge of high pressure that's produced the hot and dry conditions here of late is now shifting out of the picture, and that's allowing for a much more favorable environment for rain activity. In fact, that's beginning right now as we're seeing more widespread showers and storms pop up across central Brazil. And we see the pattern as we end October and begin November, it is feature kind of near normal, even some pockets above normal rainfall totals for this time of year. So much improved situation here, and thus reducing this kind of early dryness concern that's come up here in recent weeks.
Enough that you're no longer concerned, or just the beginning of that process?
No, we're no longer concerned here. In fact, it looks like to us here back about 10, 12 days ago, we were starting to see indications of this ridge breaking down and thus allowing for a more favorable pattern. And we feel that's verifying this week. And so the concern now is beginning to erase. And overall, the pattern here as we move into early November is starting off pretty well here for central Brazil.
Hey, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again in a week.
All right, Todd, thank you.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. And we'll wrap it up, really quickly with Les Schulte. He's got one more item for you this afternoon.
That's right. That item would be for you to call your pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or online at Will Ag. Just go hit the contribute button right there. It's simple, it's quick, it's easy. And whatever amount you can contribute to your public radio station and these agricultural services that you use, call right now. It's greatly appreciated. 217-244-9455 or go to willag.org.
Let me say, I like the $120 level. Have a great afternoon. Be safe on the combine. I'm Todd Gleason.